Bridgeport police arrested a violent wanted felon that they had been searching for while saving a 35-year-old city woman he was holding captive. This was a headline I saw in my email Wednesday night, and so immediately I knew we had the diner tour, but when we got back, I said, I need to talk to Chief Roderick Porter about this case because it sounds wild. He joins us now. Chief Porter, I don't even know where to begin with this. I guess let's start with the suspect and how long he had been on your radar.
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, this individual had been on our radar for about a week or so, or even before that. He was someone who we had been actively looking for. This could have, if not for the officers and the good work and the good investigations between the detectives and the officers, this could have ended badly. As it already was a bad situation, but it could have been even worse.
And she's okay?
Yeah, she's going to be okay. These were non-life-threatening injuries that she sustained.
Wow. So 27-year-old Nicholas Allwood was taken into custody by police after he apparently was chasing a female victim with a knife. What do we know the connection between these two?
I don't really want to get into the details of the investigation, but they were acquainted, I would say.
Okay. And he's now facing several charges. I'm counting seven charges here. Why did he end up on your radar to begin with, Chief Porter?
So we had an incident with him over last weekend. Specifically, he came on our radar for another incident. We had information and we had been looking for him for a couple of days. And then obviously this situation with this most current situation heightened that investigation and our search for him.
So, you know, I have to say, Chief Porter, I'm no cop, but it's not every day that you hear you are trying to apprehend somebody and in the meantime saving somebody. It sounds like it's something out of a movie, right? I mean, how often do you have a scenario like this where I want to say time is of the essence? You were arresting him. Bridgeport police were arresting this dangerous individual, and somebody's life was in the balance at that moment. I mean, if you had shown up even 10 minutes later, it could have been a totally different scenario.
Yeah, you know, and this is somebody who we wanted to get off the streets. He did not need to be on the streets. He was a danger to the general public. So we definitely wanted to get him off the streets. And, you know, again, it's really a testament to the hard work that our detectives and our patrol officers and our task force officers did over the last couple of days to locate and apprehend this individual. And thankfully, no one, was seriously injured beyond what happened to this unfortunate young lady.
I'm curious the timing of it all, Chief Porter. Are you able to share with us how officers knew the location of this man? Like, was it really just sort of a fate thing? I mean, Wednesday afternoon, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon, it sounds like, that they show up to this house near Gregory Street and this poor woman being, you know, held captive by this man. I mean, again, it's just a... The timing of it is pretty unbelievable. Was this based on a tip you got from somebody like a neighbor or something? I think the timing of it is pretty insane.
Yeah, so I can't get into the details, but I would say that location was not unfamiliar to us. And that was a location and area that we had been actively searching for him in.
Okay. I'm not trying to get you in trouble with the investigation or certainly like overexpose anything, Chief Porter. I think the reason I'm hammering this is because to me, it speaks to the importance of police can't do it alone. I think sometimes there's this perception of, you know, while police, firefighters, first responders are heroes, may not be superheroes per se. You need the involvement of the community and the importance of giving tips to the police. That's sort of what I'm getting at, because it seems like that was a huge integral part in this happening.
Yeah, well, that's always helpful and something that we always encourage the community to do. And we do get a lot of cooperation because we develop some really good relationships with our community members. So that's really important that if you know of a particular individual that we are actively searching for, to please cooperate with us. And that's really important. That's always something that we look for.
So, and it sounds like there was also a lot of different units working on this. So could we talk about maybe the complication of this type of a case? It looks like the arrest of Nicholas Allwood was a combined operation of, I'm reading, 6 different divisions, including an FBI task force. It's a lot of resources being dumped into one person. I mean, so helping the public to understand how intricate these types of cases can also be. It's not just one or two officers or even one entity sometimes needing to tackle a case.
Yeah, so we normally, our different divisions, as well as our federal, state, and local partners, we work together collaboratively very often. So that's not necessarily unusual for us to come together and coordinate on an investigation. But obviously, with a situation like this one, and this individual who we know was a bad person and someone who needed to be off the streets, that even heightened those collaborations to make sure that we apprehended this person as quickly as we could.
Well, Chief Porter, we obviously are going to follow the story. We know, again, that Nicholas Allwood has been charged with seven different charges, including kidnapping in the first degree, assault in the second degree, and many others. He's being held right now on a $1.25 million bond. And we thank you so much for sharing as much as you can about the investigation, and we'll keep people posted on what happens next.
Yes, thanks, Melissa. And if anyone has any information regarding this situation or any others, please contact the detectives at area code 203-576-TIPS.
I also want to just mention, too, really quickly, Chief Porter, that in this situation, Allwood had several warrants, including in numerous states. Right. So, you know, when we talk about also the amount of resources just locally put into this, do you feel like you've seen a shift in, or has it always been that way where you need to work with other states even? And you know, how has that kind of changed, you know, getting more technologically advanced, getting information out there quicker, but state to state, not just citywide or even statewide?
Yeah, so we have collaborations and partnerships, like I said, with state and federal agencies as well. So that broadens our horizons beyond just the city of Bridgeport. And that's something we do on a regular basis. It's not something that's very unusual. That's something that we would regularly do, would collaborate with other states if need be. And those partnerships we have with the federal authorities allows us to do that in a much better, broader manner.
Chief Porter, thank you so much for your time and talking to us about this case. Again, we'll see what happens next.
All right, Melissa, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Bridgeport Police Chief Roderick Porter here on WICC.